Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Columbia University has changed their mind. It's a 2 p.m. deadline now to get out of there, and the cops are right out there. Now, this had been, they said they were not going to call them in.
It's clear that the administrators listened to your show, Dom.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the university that maybe others will take their tune from when they see what happens here. I'm sure it will be like the first day they did it. It seems like a million years ago that they cleared them out of there. Listen to this. Is cut seven. Listen to this encampment at Virginia Tech. Now, I watch this pretty closely. The mob, the seething, hateful, just stamp their foot, all those things, mob here at the university at Virginia Tech. They said, we have children here with us, you know, to kind of prevent them from being taken out. Listen to what they put this kid up to. He might be 5. He might not be. He might be 6. Can't be much more than that. You'll hear it in his voice when you see the video. You can see it. Listen to this kid leading the crowd. And, you know, I would already start to monitor this kid for trouble, given he's 5 or 6. And this is what he knows to say over the microphone. Now, why don't you put that out in your blocks, kid? Let's see if we can spell free and all. This is what they're up to. This is how demented they are and out of control. Just stunning. So let's see if Columbia does move this rabble out of there. And then let's see where it goes. The arguments here locally are at the University of Penn. I enjoy this because Josh Shapiro is seething. Penn doesn't know what to do. You got to love it when they're all caught up in this nonsense that they've helped to provoke. The only thing I hope is they're not marching today, stranding people in 89-degree temperature traffic for them to do their nonsense. And it's an obvious thing. How did we get to this point? We've seen it before again and again and again. They're ignorant and hateful, too much time on their hands. And you just have to hope there is a comeuppance here. But with many of these colleges, you're not going to see that. All right, 855-839-1210, that will get a line. By the way, with the various Trump trials, one of the things floated over the weekend you may see around the issue of the documents, classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, with Jack Smith. is the Hillary defense. And this defense is that too many things are classified. She actually played that for a good long time. I looked it up again for most of the period of time, talking about what she ended up destroying, got away with. That was a large part of her defense when she did offer anything. And Trump certainly can offer that when we get to that. All right, here is Sonny Hostin from The View. And today, even for The View, the just ignorance and the inability even to spin this when the rest of the world sees exactly what's going on. Here's Sonny Hostin. Remember, she's a lawyer telling us what is really happening on campuses.
It has never been in my life, in my career, the criticizing policies of government is equated with anti-Semitism. And that, I think, is a far right, comes from the far right. It comes from the authoritarian leanings where they don't want students on these campuses to voice their opinions because they want to change the narrative going forward. And I think we have to be very, very
careful. Since I haven't said anything.
All right. So it's in this case, it is people that are just criticizing the Israeli. We've been through this so many times. Even this dumb woman has to understand you're not going to get away with this. They're not just criticizing Netanyahu, the Israeli government, and all that. This is clearly saying either Hamas didn't do it, Hamas support, taking their word. Here's Nancy Pelosi. We still have that one? No, maybe we don't. Nancy Pelosi, yes. Cut one, Dan.
Hold on one sec.
Yeah, cut one. Here's what Pelosi said about the number of deaths in Gaza. We have the Hamas report. Why don't we just accept that?
I don't have that ready.
Okay.
No, here we go. Sorry. Here it is right now.
The overwhelming, we don't know how many people have died. We have the Hamas report. Let's accept that. It's tens of thousands. 10 would be too many, but tens of
35,
thousands.
35,000 seems to be the number at the moment.
I know that's what it said, and let's accept that it's too many, whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Again, nobody asked them what would the problem with the left. We talk about this all the time. They never get drawn into telling us specifically. Let's just talk specifically. What would they do? Because they know whatever they tell us they would do is going to be, there's going to be backlash. Either it's stupid, impracticable, or it just doesn't meet the situation. So if they say, well, just have a ceasefire. They've offered a ceasefire. They want the hostages back. Well, you've killed enough of Hamas, you're going to stop. They know they can't defend that. So the bottom line is they keep on saying stuff we accept the figures from Hamas. You heard the woman with that voice. Now, that's 35,000, we now believe. That's a number now. They can say any number. So
35,000 seems to be the number at the moment.
I know that's what it said.
Yeah, what was the source of that Pelosi cut? Do you remember? Who's that woman?
Yeah, I'm going to find that right now.
Yeah. The bottom line is any number. Say any number. We just want this over with, and we are going to accept. So George Washington now has ordered the protesters to vacate their university yard. Penn has ordered it, but they haven't done anything about it, typically. Here is Whoopi Goldberg jumping in along with Sonny Hostin. Not only telling us that this is not anti-Semitism, but extending it toward what the conservatives, what the right wing is about with these people. Here's Whoopi. Whoopies.
I haven't said anything. I'm sorry. I do have to do this. It is one of the great rights as an American to stand up and say something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what your color is, if you're a woman, man, doesn't matter. And we must teach our people how to be on the lookout. Part of our problem is the media takes what is the best clickbait. So you see the same posters or you see the same people, but you don't see the folks who are doing peaceful stuff and saying, here's what we want to do. I would caution the media to be very careful about what they're doing and how they're handling this, because what they seem to be doing is pushing a narrative that people are pushing against, which students are pushing against, which I'm thrilled to see, because I like when students get mad and say, we want to change.
And what's that change? What is it again? How many times do we have to go through with the left, these dolts? What is the change? Well, they just want Israel not to continue to pursue them, not to engage in this. That seems like a fair position and everything will be fine. Why can't Israel do that? We know why they can't do that. And if you retort, well, what would we do in this situation if we were intact in this manner? We'd be called upon to hunt down and stop these killers. So they never have to say specifically, what is it that you would have them do? And A, it's not just about their speech. It's about the physical attacks. It's about the vandalism. It's about the fact they can't camp out on those campuses. And those campuses do have their own rules. These are the very people that talk all the time about hate speech. Whoopi and Hostin and the others on The View. They have their own rules on campus around that. These people are violating it. It's a pretty simple thing. And the media is not distorting that. They're playing exactly what they're up to, what they're saying, like having a five-year-old kid up there. Whoopi and the other ignorant woman, Hostin, apparently don't accept or understand when you say free, free, free Palestine. The question is, Whoopi, where are the Jews going to go? What are we going to do with the Jews? From the river to the sea, what are we going to do with the Jews? They don't want to ever answer any question. They want to log in to this idea. Yeah, here, Dan just told me, he has this Columbia professor supporting the protesters and saying that what we're seeing in Israel stacks up pretty well, reminds him of white supremacy of South Africa.
Well, I admire the students enormously. I admire their sentiments and their courage. I'm very disappointed in the administration. I think it's very short-sighted for them not at the very, very least. I mean, I think they should be considering divestment more seriously. If they saw themselves in history, they would be thinking about South Africa and how clearly it was a good thing. History has judged it to be a good thing to divest from a white supremacist state. The slaughter in Gaza certainly stacks up pretty well against the white supremacy of South Africa. I think the students are right to ask for divestment. If the university can't give the students everything they want, they could do something symbolically very powerful by saying, we will divest, for example, from X country, Y company, which are, say, providing arms. And helping very, very directly in the slaughter in Gaza. There are things the university could do if they were more statesmanlike, if they had more of a sense of where they belong in history, a sense that there are more important things. History will judge. There are more important things than some nice graduation pictures.
How many times, what we told you at the correspondence nerd prom, Colin Jost, right, telling us about decency and Biden. How many times are we going to be lectured to by those on the left like this clown that history is going to tell us something different than what you view history telling? It's always history's on their side. It's always going to be that way. Whatever they say, that's where we go. When you say something like partial birth abortion years from now, people are going to look at that and go, whoa. Look at these numbers. Look at what was done here. Look at viability. Look at the science. And they're going to say, did this society really engage in abortion to that level, particularly the United States? You try to make that argument, what history is going to say there, you're completely rejected. But history, every time, is not going to smile on you. All right, let me take Frank and Blackwood.
Can I try to say something?
Yeah.
Like this professor, he seems like a really smart guy, but how have we gotten to the point where people are striving for human rights? And the argument here with the Gaza is it's a human rights issue. You don't want to, you know, it's genocide, blah, blah, blah. There's truth to that. But the thing is, when you're talking about values issues here and you're talking about human rights, what you're fighting for, what you're striving for, is a society that's ran by a terroristic organization that hangs gay people and throws them off the tops of buildings. So I don't understand where this sense of morality to support this organization has come from, and those that strive so much for human rights on a day-to-day basis have taken the sides of terrorists in this topic. It's nuts to me.
All right, absolutely. Let me go to Frank and Blake Blackwood. I've been asking the question, asked it toward the end of last hour. Suburban voter, those of us that want to win, those that want to pretend things are just 100% with the Trump campaign, we get it. God knows the breakthrough that's happened here, African-American males, Latinos across the board. Nothing sure until Election Day, but there's a breakthrough. We saw it with the union guys last week in New York with Trump that a Mitt Romney, someone like that, couldn't do. But suburban Republican voters, or close to Republican voters, are insulated. Frank's got something something you can make mention of that might hurt them. Hey, Frank and Blackwood, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. I think there's a big mistrust of Biden because of the fact that he snuck people in the country. He's letting people sneak in the country right in front of our eyes. And I think he's going to do the same thing. He's going to sneak people into these communities, into the education system. He's going to sneak them into the HUD homes or put some properties in there and dump people in. And I think that people are going to realize they're going to get snowballed with all kinds of people that don't belong in there and use up all their taxes. Going to make it tough for them.
That's where it's brought home. The last when you called in with that, the last that I remember, I think it was Upper Gwinnett that we talked about. There was a big thing on what this is like 6 months, a year ago. We had someone on because of exactly something like that coming to the suburbs. Yeah, they don't like that. But to make that case, you really have to be thoughtful, dig out specifics, and continue to prosecute it. That's the thing they don't want in the suburbs. You know, they may pretend like they do. You hit Radnor and those others with a couple of those projects, though, and I think that's a problem.
Going to explode. You're right. Yep, thank you, Dom. Yep, thank you, Dom.
Thank you, Frank. But that really gets at what is it that brings it home to people that feel they're insulated. I go after Chestnut Hill all the time. They're a perfect example. They vote for Krasner. And yet, pickleball racket, 300 people are out there. You know, they feel just, you know, you're not going to see rampant crime in Chestnut Hill. That's probably, you know, in their mind, I don't think that's going to move them. That they're going to say, you got to vote for this because of that. What is it that works? And we know one thing that works, abortion, because there's no escaping it. If there's no abortion, you're affected by it. That's the mindset. That's what's been the mindset so far. And they don't like Trump to start with. They see the decency of Biden. You have to deal with that. All right, so side question calls coming up, too. You can get in at 855-839-1210 at 1:30. We're going to talk with Scott Presler, our buddy, making great strides in Pennsylvania. He's got a surprise he told Dan about. I don't know what it is. Dan doesn't. And that involves Pennsylvania. That'll be coming up. The president's spokesperson at 2 o'clock, who was in the trial again today. Not much has happened that we're aware of in the trial today, and that's why there's not a lot of news about it, but you can see how the election is shaping up. It's coming down to, as it does, the infrastructure, mail-in ballots, election integrity. It's coming down to this thing we saw with the correspondence dinner. The comedian not doing well until the end. He talked about his grandpa voting for Biden because Biden was decent. You know what that means? The other guy's not decent. You can dismiss it. But these things are having traction with suburban voters and in the swing states, the suburbs, surprisingly, maybe not Georgia as much. Trump, I would bet almost anything, unless some wild thing. Here's what's going to be the tell. I'm on the side that says if Trump is convicted in the Bragg trial in New York, it is not going to see a wholesale abandoning by the suburban Republicans slash independents. But there's going to be some leakage. And you know, my theory is all, you know, I am an incrementalist. It's all about small ball here. How much? In other words, they're going to say to themselves, yeah, you know what? I can't vote for this guy. He's a convicted felon. Yeah, but look at have this kangaroo court. On appeal, he's going to win. Yeah, but I can't vote for a felon. Can't look my kids in the eye. Got to vote against Trump. It's not going to be as big as the other side makes it to believe. Could it be in a swing state, 0.5% to 1%? Yeah, it could. Is that consequential? Yes. These things are going to come down to a percentage point or two in most of these swing states. Ultimately, it will tighten.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dom Giordano show. So, side question today, something people say they don't like, but they really do. And this whole notion, the main thing coming out of this trial in New York, if there is a conviction, people then are predicting that's it for the Trump campaign. I don't see it that way. But this tenuous stuff with people in the suburbs and Trump is remarkable. My theory is just they feel insulated from a lot of this stuff. You're not going to convince them of that with Biden. They don't like Biden either. But there is a sense of I'm better than you because I'm voting for the person who is at least decent. And that came up from the correspondence dinner. And there's no way when you look at Biden's track record, you see decency there. There's not. So where did they get that from? Well, it's their refuge. They're better. They're insulated from the normal things. See, you people are driven to vote for Trump because of all these other things. We're not. So we're looking at this that we want someone who's at least decent. All right, Robert and Ben Salem's next. Robert's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Dan. It's good to talk to you guys, and I'll be very quick. Dom, I called you a couple months ago about Kristi Noem and told you she had crazy eyes. You remember that?
Yep.
Okay, and I think I'm being borne out here. I can't believe that woman is so cold and ended her political career. But on the other hand, I can only imagine that she has very well-behaved children. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, and Robert, you know, it didn't come out. I don't know if it would have come out if she were the candidate. She was proud of it. She put it in there, in the book, saying, yeah, I can do the dirty work that's necessary. She brought this up to kind of amplify, that's what I would do as a VP. My God.
Well, she'll end her career in South Dakota. And also, Sonny Hostins. Sonny, when we were going out against Barack Obama's policies, you said we did it because we were racist. So if you don't like the fact that people that are protesting are being considered anti-Semitic, tough. Enjoy it. I hate hypocrites, Tom. And that leads me to my side question answer. My answer is porn. A lot of people never talk about it, say they don't like it, say they're against it. But it also dispels an old rule that you have, Don. You used to say that conspiracy theories were better than sex.
Yes.
Well, there are thousands of conspiracy sites, but there are millions of porn sites.
Oh, proving me wrong on that, because I have more evidence of that. I said for some people it is.
No, I know.
Just remember, that's what my wife says.
I'm just having fun.
All right.
But you guys have a great day, man.
And that's going to be hard to beat. Really, that's going to be hard to beat.
It's a great answer.
That's a great answer.
It's a fantastic answer.
All right, here's what I was thinking of, though. Let me play this guy. This guy, Scott Galloway, is not my cup of tea, so to speak. I wish I had a tea sponsor. Dan, you know, once they did get me Lipton tea. Rob, who was a great salesman, and for some reason, I was drinking on the air. I didn't get these giant tea bags. He didn't tell me they were meant for like a pot of tea for a group of people. Oh, man, about 2 hours in. I can remember it. I was trying to say I'm drinking it on the air, so I actually did it. These are like gigantic
teabags. Wait, so you're taking like the big brewing tea things.
Yes,
and did you put it in one of the cups?
Yes, and I think I did two or three of them, yeah. I mean, I used the product.
Wired off the walls?
Yes. So Scott Galloway is a professor at NYU. He said something similar to what Robert just brought up to me. I said, for some people, they get so often conspiracy, it's better than sex. Hard to believe, but I think true. Listen to what he said about these protesters. There's not as much sex going on here with people at the college level. So what takes its place?
You have young people who are enraged by the lack of opportunity that they're presented with. I think that protesting is kind of the new, if you will, sex. Young people aren't having as much sex. I know how ridiculous that sounds, but for the species to survive, you have to have young people connecting in terms of romantic opportunities. And also for the species to survive, you get a dopa hit from gathering together and fighting off a perceived enemy. And I think they're erring on the latter, if you will. I think they're on the hunt for what I'd call a fake mortal enemy. And the reality is, if you type in to Google anti-Semitism and pick any century in the last 3,000 years, you're going to find multiple instances where the world decides that Jews are the mortal enemy. And then finally, and I know this sounds paranoid, but it doesn't mean I'm wrong, the frame through which they view the world is oftentimes or predominantly TikTok. And on TikTok, there are 52 pro-Hamas videos for every one pro-Israel video. So the frame through which they see the world is, in my opinion, being influenced to sow division and chaos within America and divide young from old.
Said a lot there. The sex part, too. In other words, this is a substitute for that, that we'll have this. And, you know, and I would add, he adds a part to it, which is, you want to feel that you're big, you're doing something important. You're going against Israel. Not Hamas, not the terrorists, not the criminals in our country, the cops, Netanyahu, Israel, all those kind of causes. That's a large part. And it's fun. This is their fun.
I kind of look at it so similar but different way that I think it might be a means of a way to try to achieve sex for a lot of guys out there. Like think about the stupid thing that teenage boys do to try to appeal to,
go to the rallies and all that stuff. The numbers indicate they're not doing that, though. So,
like, how many people in the 70s were hippies just to, you know?
Right, but that's then. There was a lot more sex.
It's true.
That's what they're saying. There's not.
It's very valid, yeah.
This is taking its place, just like I said, conspiracy does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was way ahead of Galloway in this. He's written books with this in. I should have put that on the headline. That's all you need, the title. People are picking up
but,
that
like, is the rush of a social media and getting a bunch of likes on your posts and getting virtue signaling that strong that it compares to...
Well, it's not as much work as sex is, I guess, to them.
Well, yeah.
All right, 855-839-1210. There's not as many dinners and movies and all that other stuff that, you know, that right away they have this. The police are getting ready to move in on Columbia University, and this will make a difference when they clear them out of there. It'll ratchet things up for a while, but this is the center of the beast. We're going to talk with the president's national spokeswoman about what's going on in the trial today. And
are you
about
Jean-Pierre?
I'm sorry. It's we switched it. Presler is going to be. Scott Presler is next here. Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought you said the president's spokesperson. Yeah. It's a former president. Dom, get it right. Come on.
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Scott Presler is with us here in Pennsylvania, and he got in touch with Dan over the weekend, said he had a surprise for Pennsylvania, so we're all ears. Scott Presler back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, welcome in.
Hey, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Scott. So what's on your mind today?
Well, I announced last week that I was going to be making an exciting announcement today at 9 a.m. Eastern time zone. And I'm very proud to announce here on the Dan Giordano Show that I am a first-time homeowner, that I have closed on my home, and I will be moving to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania this year for the sole purpose of helping to reelect President Donald Trump.
Well, that is tremendous news, Scott. So where are you going to be located?
I will be I'm going to keep that secret right now. I'm dripping out the news. You know, I have to drip. I have to create some drama. This is an entertainment industry. I recognize that. But let's just say that I will be joining my Western buddies in Pennsylvania.
Oh, boy, Dan, I told you.
Get him out.
We got to come up. We got a benefactor with a Brinks truck ready to back it up here in downtown Philadelphia. It'll be quite a spectacle. So, but that is great news, emphasizing again the importance of Pennsylvania, Scott.
That's why I'm doing this. I want to bring hope. There are so many people that feel discouraged or so many people that are just struggling. I talk to moms all the time and they go, Scott, I can't afford groceries. I can't afford to feed my family. Times are tough. And I just want to use my platform and my visibility to show, look, I am not backing down on the fact that Pennsylvania is winnable. And I am so dedicated to the cause of freedom, and I am so dedicated to my brothers and sisters in PA that I'm becoming your neighbor. I'm moving to the state, and so I'm asking all of y'all, I hope that this news presents to you the fact that we're going to work together, we're going to unite as a family, and we're going to win Pennsylvania this November.
Well, you are, over the course of time, the number one reason why I believe that. On one side of the ring, I see our biggest plus is you. On the other side, I see Josh Shapiro, and I don't discount the opponent at all. He's hell-bent to do this, but you actually do nothing else. You do other states, but we can tell when you're in Pennsylvania, you get the importance of doing this, how close it will be, and how exactly what Scott Presler does will be the secret sauce to win it.
Well, we have so many cool things going on. You know, my organization is Early Vote Action, earlyvoteaction.com. And, you know, the seeds that we've been planting with the Amish community have been producing results. And every single day, I get a text message from Chairwoman Juanita Beiler of Mifflin County, and she goes, Scott, I just got another Amish person registered. I just got another Mennonite registered. Scott, somebody just dropped off another form, another mail-in ballot. And let me tell you, the Amish community, they like mail-in ballots because mail-in ballots are secret, because they're private. They can be delivered to the Amish community, and the Amish community doesn't have to go to the polls. They can mail in their mail-in ballot. And what would be more beautiful than for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to be won because of the Amish community voting by mail? That would just be so karmic and so beautiful. And furthermore, we also unveiled something this week. Now, this is a little crass, and I'm going to watch my language because I know that we are on radio, but there are 3.5 million truckers in America. And there are 80,000 truckers alone in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Now, I spoke to this wife of a trucker, her husband. The trucker in Pennsylvania didn't vote in 2020 because he was working for us. He was driving. He was hauling a rig. And so we're unveiling a new strategy called Truck Joe Biden with illegal action. and we are going to be visiting truck stops and rest stops across the Commonwealth and across America. And we're going to be putting those stickers with QR codes that the trucking community can register to vote via vote.gov at their current address. And we're going to make sure that truckers have a plan to vote, whether it's voting early, whether it's voting by mail, early in person. And let's get those 3.5 million truckers out to vote this November.
Well, without a doubt, and it strikes me a lot of them would be potential Trump voters. Maybe not all Republicans, but potential Trump voters. That's a demo, Scott, you're right to zone in on. They strike me to be pretty overwhelmingly in that camp.
75% of this community is going to vote, if not more, conservatively for Republicans. And so let's break down the numbers again. Just for anybody, in 2020, and I use this word loosely, Joe Biden won Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes. Here are the demographics that we're working with. There are 80,000 Amish. That's the election. There are 80,000 truckers. That's the election. There are 400,000 members of the Jewish community. And especially after the Democrat Party embracing Hamas, look at what's happening on college campuses. We're seeing members of the Jewish community that can no longer stand with the Democrat Party that is standing with Hamas. We have 800,000 members of the veteran community in Pennsylvania. It is home to the fourth largest veteran community in the entire country. And we have 930,000 hunters. And when you have stats that one third of Pennsylvania hunters are not registered to vote, those 300,000 people could very well shape the future of the country and the globe if we actually register them to vote and mobilize them. And so my organization, Early Vote Action, is targeting all of those demographics. And here's the last one. This is very, very important. A vote for Joe Biden is a vote for war. If you're listening right now to the Dan Giordano Show and you're 18 to 26, in fact, you know what? Heck, if you're 18 to 35, because they can recruit upwards of that age, then a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for young people, for millennials, for Gen Z to be shipped overseas and go to war. For a man that when your casket is brought back to the United States after you've sacrificed your life for our country, he'll be checking his watch, Joe Biden, waiting as the time is passing, waiting for his next ice cream social that he needs to go for. And so what we're doing at Early Vote Action is we're texting young Democrat men, registered Democrats, 18 to 25 in Philly. And we're messaging them with a text message that says, young men have the most to lose in this presidential election. Vote for peace. Consider Trump this November. And we're getting text messages back from these young Democrat men saying, tell me more. I'll consider it. Because they are understanding and recognizing that the Democrat Party, with that party, there is no future.
I'm told that you were driving cross country. That's you came up with the Trump bumper sticker on a truck?
Yes. So, well, the back of my car, it's had for the last 6 months, it says a vote. It says moving to Pennsylvania to vote for Trump. But I'll tell you, we are going to have these truck Joe Biden bumper stickers on vehicles all across the country.
Absolutely. Scott, tell where people should go until we find out exactly the Presler homestead, where it will be. Where do they go, Scott?
please visit my website, earlyvoteaction.com. You can connect with me on Elon Musk's X at Scott Pressler, ScottPresler. And Dom, thank you always for having me on your show. I hope the listeners have really learned a lot today.
Absolutely. Scott, congratulations that you're moving to Pennsylvania. Thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, Scott Pressler. So, Dan, I don't know. Call me Dom at the end.
Well, I don't know. What's going on there, man? Is it like a... Is he giving us everything, both, just in case, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Has it been, like, going on this long that, like, no one wants... I don't want to tell him, like, hey, it's...
Yeah, I don't interrupt.
I just got a text from Jim saying, I think you said Dan Giordano. I think you're saying damn Giordano. I think it's the accent, though, the Wisconsin accent.
Yeah, he's got that Virginia, it's a backwoods of Virginia stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so there's one guy who...
I can verify, though, like, in text messages, he knows the show, he knows the name. So I think it's just his accent.
So you got Pressler in one corner getting the importance of Pennsylvania, but Josh Shapiro in the other, don't diminish the enemy. He gets it also. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. So if he moves to Pennsylvania, that is an indicator of what we say all the time. President Trump could win a place like Michigan. In the end, I know the anti-Israel stuff, the Arab/Muslim vote there. I just don't trust it. Michigan, I still think you're going to need to win. Well, I believe if you win Pennsylvania, you win the presidency. That's what it comes down to. That's where we are. So you got the Bidens here constantly, Josh Shapiro. On the other side, Pressler out there is just... churning up constantly where Republicans should go. And he's what I love about him, he's an incrementalist. He gets it exactly the way I would approach it. It's small percentages here and there. 80,000 was not enormous. The mail-in ballot, all the things we didn't do the last time.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody said.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. And Dom, first off, got a big suggestion that I think everyone needs to go watch as soon as possible. That is the most popular streaming series right now, Fallout, that's on Amazon Prime. If you're into conspiracies, if you're into government overreach, if you're into trying to find out a mystery, Dom, this is the series for you. It doesn't matter if you've ever played the video game. It's based on a video game, but it's being called one of the best, if not the best series based on a video game of all time. Dom, does a series based on a fallout shelter during, it's about 200 years after a nuclear, you know, disaster, but it takes place inside and outside a shelter as people try to figure out what happened, who caused the bombs, the nuclear bombs that really changed life. Is that something that interests Dom Giordano?
Nah, I don't think so.
Oh,
to be honest.
Well, yeah. Shogun, the show that was recommended last week to you, Scott Cronick, have you checked that
one
out?
No, I have not. I don't have Hulu, so I got to work on that.
All right, well, there's two for you that you got to check out. And third one that you might want to check, I don't know if this is something for you, though. Challengers is a new movie featuring Zendaya, and it's been much more successful than others had thought, that even they thought that it would be. It's a breakout success in the box office this weekend. It's a story of a tennis player and how she met her husband, and now she gets injured and has to train the husband. But Dom, it is raunchy as anything, and there's a lot of talk as has sex return to the movie theaters. And I'm curious, is sex something that's necessary in films to succeed, in your opinion? Do they elevate films? Do long sex scenes detract from films? Where does Dom Giordano stand on that one?
It depends on the context of it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the ones that are elevating. Probably not.
Like the one in Titanic, I think, kind of elevates it, right?
Yeah, I guess they're just sensationalistic. So I don't know if they elevate it, but people want to see it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except college students. We've talked about that today.
And it seems there is a thirst for it still, because a lot of people going out to theaters to see this Challengers movie. And, Dom, apparently losing your keys is good for your brain. So something I often do, probably once a day. It's good that I'm doing that. I guess it makes me remember more. And, Dom, one more thing I want to get out there. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. This keeps continuing. The story behind this has officially now been determined will be a sanctioned professional fight.
That will count on their record.
They'll count towards their record. So if Mike Tyson gets beat by Jake Paul, Dom, does that change how you think of the man?
No, I don't think there's any shot. I think he's going to kill the guy.
Did
and
he?
I'd like to have Mike Tyson back on again. I thought he was brilliant in his own way. He really was.
So it is going to be a sanctioned fight, but there are still caveats. They're going to be using 16-pound sparring gloves, and it's going to be a shorter amount of rounds. But I'll take a bet with you, a pizza. You want to bet a pizza?
I'll bet a pizza.
Like, I have no faith in Jake Paul whatsoever, but for the show's sake, why not? I'll play devil's advocate there. And then
I'll take Mike Tyson in four rounds. Yeah, whatever.
That's all I got for Dan time today, Dom.
Thank you, Dan. All right, a couple of things happening here. North Penn School District meeting tonight. And I don't know, is it going to be one of these things where the superintendent sits there and says, I can't reveal anymore? Still under investigation. How much investigation is needed, given all the eyewitnesses, to what happened to that girl who was hit over the head with a Stanley Cup by another student who was transferred in there because of maybe previous issues? Is transgender philosophy something going on there that's behind this? We'll bring you sound from that tomorrow. We may have on the mom who led the protest there. But probably that's what you're going to hear tonight. Parents will complain. Either we can't say or it's under investigation. And coming up in the 2 o'clock hour after the president's spokesperson, I just saw this. This guy over at CB West is very suspect, okay? He runs a Muslim Student Association club that is open, I think, to people that are not Muslim, or I'm a little bit unclear on that. Being investigated now by the Justice Department. Just the fact that the Biden Justice Department would investigate. He posted, the club posted a prayer for Ramadan that said, "Oh Allah, deal with the usurping Jews and the treacherous Zionists." How do you spin that? Dennis Teacher might come on. I mean, this guy's wound up enough. What he's accused of here is called blood libel. He's trying to, according to what's going on with the Justice Department, he's trying to bring Christians together with Muslims in hatred of Jews. And I think that's exactly reading some of this stuff, that there's a fair argument that he's involved in. Now, that couldn't happen at Central Bucks West, Central Bucks, could it? After the takeover by, who is it? Is it Karen, whatever her name is, Smith, Karen Smith, and those others? Imagine. The Biden Justice Department, which is reluctant to go after any progressive idea or thing, is apparently, according to the Inquirer, investigating this. He, in another post that weekend, the Muslim Student Association shared a tweet that said, "The birthplace of Jesus is getting bombed on Easter," along with a photo the complaint said was taken in 2021. So it was a fake photo. Get that, what he was doing? The birthplace of Jesus, Christians, is getting bombed on Easter, meaning Gaza. Bringing together Muslims and Christians. All right, nothing wrong with that. Oh, wait a minute. What's the unifying factor according to all this? Hatred of Jews. Right there at Central Bucks. I'll give you more details on that, but I'd love to speak with this guy. He's a Spanish teacher there that runs all this stuff and is apparently supported by all those kids who were protesters when they kicked out people who were actually running that school district effectively. I haven't seen what the school board says about that. They're on the same list as all these colleges that are protesting for anti-Semitism. The watch list, the Department of Justice list. Wow. What do all those suburban moms say over there? Maybe they agree with the guy. You know, it's anti what they're doing in Gaza, what the Israeli government is doing. So what if we're spreading hatred to get at them? All right, more details on that. The president's spokesperson, fresh from the trial and the big event coming up in Wildwood.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.